This is Peter Overby in Richmond, Virginia. John McCain's campaign rolled into the capital of this battleground state for a midday fundraiser.
It's great to be back here in the great city of Richmond.
McCain said he was glad to be in Richmond. There was a main event, a luncheon, and a small reception beforehand where McCain mingled with the state's GOP elite. Among those elite, John Hager, once the state's lieutenant governor, now the father-in-law of first daughter Jenna Bush. McCain and Democrat Barack Obama are competing for the crown of transparency. Last week, Obama said he would open his money events for press coverage. And today, McCain let in print and radio reporters. But the campaign kept us over against the wall while McCain spoke in the center of the room, just out of microphone range. He hit Obama for failing to agree promptly after McCain proposed a series of town hall meetings.
I'll fly any place in America with Senator Obama.
And he said he'll fly anywhere in America to hold a public meeting with Obama, just the two candidates and 300 or 400 uncommitted voters. McCain also hit Obama again on the issue of temporarily lifting the federal gasoline tax. McCain framed it in populist terms, saying the working people who depend on their vehicles could use the break. Virginia hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1964, but this year might be different. Frank Donatelli, a Republican strategist, watched the reception from the side of the room. He said Virginia's now in the top tier of competitive states. Donatelli is a liaison between the McCain campaign and the Republican National Committee. He predicts that ultimately the GOP ticket will prevail among conservative working-class voters in Southwest Virginia and military voters around Norfolk. That leaves Northern Virginia, where Republicans have been getting pounded in recent elections.
I think we're going to outperform what Republicans have done in Northern Virginia in the recent past.
Why is that?
I just think that he fits the area much better.
There were about 50 guests at the reception. Each of them had either brought in at least $10,000 or arrived with someone who did. The luncheon filled a small ballroom at $1,000 a plate. The campaign said it raised $800,000. Peter Overby, NPR News, in Richmond, Virginia.